This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer as many of your gardening questions as you guys come up with. But we're here to help you out with the garden this year so you can be successful for years to come. And it's beautiful out, temperature-wise, not so much, but it is starting to really look so nice out there. Sun's out, blue sky. Let's enjoy it while we can, right? So that's definitely the hope for today. That we can enjoy before some of the rain comes in the afternoon. It should be a pretty good day to be out in the garden. Now, in about an hour, we're going to be joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. So we look forward to talking with her. We got some good stuff coming up, good things to be thinking about, and be talking a little bit about the fertilizer program, inhibitor, what we need to use with that. Talking a little bit about Grub Gone, some soil conditioners, right? Some of those things that are there to do at the beginning of the season. We also want to talk about, mosquito repelling container gardening. Some good information there that you can find on their website. So we look forward to that at the 8 o'clock hour. She's going to be on with us at 8 for about a half hour, answering some of these questions and giving us some information about what we can be doing, because we are looking at if we're, transplanting trees, shrubs, anything along those lines, what we can do to get ready for that as well. So we look forward to that. That's coming up in about an hour. So we'll be meeting with her soon. And then the rest of the show is really question and answer, what you're looking for, what we can be doing. But it's, it's sunny out. Maybe it's just going out for a walk and enjoying it. It's not having rain to wake up to in the morning or just the cloudy skies is a nice way to start the day off to enjoy the garden. Now, what else can we be thinking about doing right now? What else can we be doing? There's a lot of pruning that can be done. One of the things that my father said for years upon years upon years, and it was always a joke, but it was, a true statement, was you can prune your roses as soon as the Red Sox came back to play in Fenway for real. Now, the joke always went, for the longest time, you never know when they were going to come back to Fenway to play for real, because they never played very well. Things have changed in the past 20 years, where multiple World Series later. So that joke isn't really out there, but if you're from Boston, from New England, you understand what that joke is. But it was something to signify, to let us know that's the time that we prune our roses back in the spring. The roses that you're trying to reshape, take things, you know, get things taken care of, this is what we're looking to do. So pruning back your roses. Making sure when you do prune them, you prune right above a leaf node or where you're seeing a bud form. And the bud isn't necessarily a flower bud because this time it's early, but like a leaf bud. Pruning right above it, not right below it. You prune below it, you're usually, you know, half inch of just wood from the rose. And then it comes to a leaf form. So you almost, every time you almost get that like dry piece of the rose sticking up in the area. So that's why we want to prune above it, shaping it, getting it to the way you are looking for it for this year. So a lot of those can be done right now. This is the time frame. You know, the Red Sox will be back in Fenway, what, this coming week? So we're there. Will they play for real? Who knows? They didn't seem to be playing for real the past couple days. But, you know, hey, when you start with the Yankees, it is what it is. But I digress. Anyways, this is the time frame when we start pruning those roses. What else can we prune? We can be pruning some of those fruit trees, getting rid of some of the sucker growth from last year, getting rid of that sucker growth that's coming out from the bottom, not just on the branches. We can be pruning your butterfly bush, right? Butterfly bush is one of those ones where you can prune back to about 6 inches and it just pops right back, no problem, right? We can be pruning your your Montauk daisies, right? We talk about the Montauk daisies now because the process of pruning them multiple times in a season to keep them compact and full of blossoms for you, you got to start now so that they will bloom for you in September and be the late ones. So those are things to be thinking about. Right, so you know, it doesn't just hold to some of the flowering that we've talked about here. Your evergreens can be started to be pruned and shaped. One thing I want you to think about this year, if you're pruning, you know, evergreens like a yew, we don't want to prune after the 4th of July. So think of the 4th of July as a cutoff. Now, it seems like forever away. It's 3 months away. But time gets away from us, and all of a sudden you're pruning, you're seeing all this new growth. But one of the things with an evergreen like that is waiting. If you're waiting and waiting, and then it gets to be about the 4th of July, usually around that time is when we warm up, right, and the heat hits us. It dehydrates the plants. So that's the cutoff at that point to say, no more pruning on your evergreens. Wait until the fall. So if you're looking to shape your evergreens, your boxwoods, your hollies, your yew bushes, right? You can do them this spring. Get them shaped earlier and don't shape them after July 4th. Because those fresh cuts, when you do that after July 4th, can dry out and dehydrate the whole entire plant. So some things to be thinking about. Now, do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. So Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Wrentham.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I had a question about moss. And I have a my lawn looks really good. And in our backyard, we put in a basketball court, blacktop.
Yep.
And, you know, my son used to play basketball on it. My daughters did, and they ride their bikes on it. It's not huge, but, you know, they were learning how to ride. They like to do that. But anyway, now that it's not really being used, there's moss growing, like, all over it. And I don't want to ruin the lawn around it. So I was wondering why you put on the blacktop to get rid of the moss.
Okay. Now, so moss usually comes from compacted areas, which obviously underneath the blacktop is very compact. So there are
moss on top of the blacktop.
Yeah, so it'll come through like the spores. It'll come through a bunch of different areas. So there's a couple products you can be using. I think that one of the best ones for an area like that would be a moss out. Right. So moss out, they have one. So they have two products. They have one that's a green bag or green liquid form. And then they have one that is an orangey, like red type. That one is for roofs and walkways. It's not going to affect the lawn. Right. It's not going to hurt it. But, you know, if it's so close to the lawn, maybe it's looking at using the regular moss out. Because the orange one is it's like an ammonia in it. Hang tight with me. I'm going to hit a break. I want to go over it a little bit more. We'll be back.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient, ready-to-use spray.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with John in regards to moss all over a paved area. You know, it was used as a basketball court, ride bikes, etc. But it doesn't want to harm the lawn. That's, you know, it's definitely very important with this. So there's a couple products out there. I had brought up moss out. I might, just based on if you were to go with the moss out, maybe use the green bottle. Just, I looked into it a little bit more. It doesn't say anywhere on the label that it's safe for turf. So it's meant for roofs, walkways, those types of things. But it's a different active ingredient than the green bag. The green bag is more an iron, iron ends up killing moss. So there's an option there. There's a couple other options, though, for you. One of them would be looking at the product Wet and Forget, right? Wet and Forget, it can be used all over the yard, and it's not going to harm the lawn itself.
I've used that on the house.
Yep. You can use it on siding. You can use it on the house. You can use it on rocks. You can use it on benches. You can use it on asphalt. Like, all the different things here. So that's one. Another option is just using vinegar. Right. So vinegar, they actually do sell a lot now. Vinegar type weed killers. But you can also use the vinegar in a way to get rid of moss on a driveway. Just spraying a solution, mixing a little bit of water in it so it'll go with it. But the vinegar can kill the moss on there as well. On all of these, you really have to clean it up afterwards and remove, the moss and everything so the spores don't really go into the lawn. You want to do it on a day where it's a little bit warmer as well. You don't want to do it on a day where it's cool like it is now. So maybe Tuesday this week, when it's supposed to be pretty warm, we'll allow it to hit it and then dry up from it. What tends to happen if you use a moss out product or any type of moss killer liquid form, because that's what you'd want to do with the pavement there, the cold will actually slow the process of it down. So a lot of these moss killers, you'll see it says 24 hours, you'll see results. Well, if you do it in the colder temperatures, it can be two, three, 4 days till you see results. And then you're thinking, all right, it's not working. I'm going to spray it again. But the cold weather can slow that process down. You know, the good thing about using like a vinegar or a wet and forget or one of those things, if it gets on the lawn, you're not really worried. But if you're, say, a lot of these are level, flat, but if there's a little bit of a pitch to it and it brings it to one spot and you're worried that the runoff's going to get in the corner, what I would look at doing is once you've sprayed everything, the runoff is kind of gone, take that whole area where the water from the concrete went and just a hose, water that area to push the solution through the soil so it's not just sitting on top and slowly seeping through. It's like we're washing it out. So if there is a concern where you're saying, all right, well, it really puddled up over here, you know, let the puddle go down and then water that area thoroughly right after. Don't wait a couple days. Go right after. That way it can flush that product out. Again, like the wet and forget, vinegar, those things aren't going to hurt the lawn. But if you leave a lot of it on there and it goes into a concentrated area, sometimes it can, right? Because it's just so concentrated from everything. So yeah. That's why I bring that up, because you could have just all of a sudden the corner just kills the area because everything can just run off there. So, but it can be done a lot of times with wet and forget. It usually can last for up to a year. On the cleaning, so you know you might not have to, might only have to do it once, but definitely take a look at doing it. And sometimes the easiest way is if some of that moss can come up, you know, ripping that part up so it's basically exposing the spores from underneath it, and then spraying over the top. That will kill it a little bit quicker as well.
Yeah, I might be able to get it off with a stiff broom, too, because it's right on the top, on the surface. It just sits down.
Yeah, so that get up some that you can, then spray over the top, and it will really, really do a number on it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, John, you have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, we're taking a break.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide full sun, sun or shade, dense shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is reportedly sending Patriot missiles to Slovakia after the country gave an air defense system to Ukraine. Pentagon officials saying the missiles have been already moved from Germany to Poland so they can be transferred quickly to Slovakia. The Patriot missiles are designed to intercept and destroy enemy missiles. This as United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson heads to Kyiv and holds a joint news conference with the Ukrainian president to reaffirm British support and condemn Russia's invasion.
What Putin has done in places like Bucha and in Irpin, his war crimes have permanently polluted his reputation and the reputation of his government.
The final round of the Masters Golf Tournament set to begin soon. USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump continuing to host rallies across the country. The former president spending some time in North Carolina Saturday evening, where he speaks out against critical race theory being taught in schools.
As president, I was proud to sign the world's first ban on critical race theory.
The United States and NATO are imposing heavy sanctions on Russia, which has involved cutting trade agreements and even some Western companies halting sales in the country. Massachusetts Democratic Representative Jake Auchincloss, appearing on Fox News, explains what can be done further to punish Russia's economy.
It is more critical than ever that we cut off its most crucial source of hard currency. That means levying secondary sanctions on countries that are transacting with the Kremlin, first and foremost, China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Rely on Mother Nature and you say, oh yeah, it's going to rain. I don't need to water. That's the moment it doesn't rain. So maybe we should start thinking that way so it'll stop raining. But you get the idea behind it. We need to, you know, you don't always just assume that it's going to rain to water in your product or finish off what you're trying to do. So please, you know, take a look at it and say, all right, I do need to water. Let's get back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Manchester.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have two questions.
Sure.
Well, the first one is lime. When do you put lime down on your lawn, and is it necessary to put it down?
Well, so lime can be done at this time. Depending upon, you know, the style that you're putting down. Sometimes you can be putting down a fast-acting lime where it starts working immediately as it hits the ground.
Okay.
And so sometimes you'll use that multiple times in a season, depending upon where you need to be when it comes to your soil level,
okay,
your pH level. There's also the pelletized lime that, you know, you put down in the spring and it lasts 6 months. Some people will put it down in the fall so it's active throughout the winter and gets ready for the spring. Up
okay.
to you on that. But that definitely can be done either way. I like to go the fast-acting lime so I can bring that pH up there and then I can just maintain it going forward.
Okay.
So that can be done at this point.
All right. And the next question is, when do you do the weed and feed?
So weed and feed is a, you want to do those when the weeds are actively growing. Now, you might see a few weeds out there at this point, but they're not all actively growing where the weed and feed will work the way you want it to work.
Okay.
Okay, so usually, right now, we put down a crabgrass control. So at this time, today would be a great day to put a crabgrass control. That crabgrass control is a preventer, so it prevents it from coming up. It also fertilizes the lawn and gets the soil really going.
Okay.
And then usually about 6 weeks from now is when you would put the weed and feed down.
Okay. You don't have to mow first, right?
Well, so usually you've mowed a few times anyways, but you want the... So when you're applying this, you don't want to mow right before because these pellets need to hit the actual weed that's growing. The weeds have to be present for it to kill them. If the weeds are not present, it's not going to prevent them. This is meant as a killer for weeds that are actively growing.
And that's the crabgrass control one? Or?
Well, that's the weed and feed.
Oh, the weed and feed, okay.
Whereas the crabgrass control is a preventer. So you put that down now to prevent the crabgrass from growing for the season. We always inevitably end up with some sort of crabgrass growing, even if you put it down. So the crabgrass is your step one. Your weed and feed is step two, which is about 6 weeks from now. So, you know, second or third week of May, maybe the end of May, is when you'd be putting that weed and feed down. Now, if you don't put a crabgrass control down and you're just looking to put a weed and feed down, you can do that, you know, in the beginning of May. But right now, there's no active, I mean, there's some active weeds growing, but not all the active weeds that you would be trying to get rid of from a weed and feed are growing at this time.
Okay, so at the beginning of May, I can put the weed and feed down.
If you haven't put a crabgrass control or a fertilizer down prior.
Okay, but and then I can do the lime now?
You could do the lime now as well.
Okay, so I'll do the lime now, and then maybe the end of beginning of May, I'll do the weed and feed.
Yes, and, you know, like I said, just making sure you didn't do any of the, you know, fertilizers at this point. And lime's not considered a fertilizer, so don't worry about the lime. But if you've done a fertilizer at any time in this week or next week, you have to wait 6 weeks from then because you don't want to burn the lawn. So if you're not putting any fertilizers down, you can do it at the beginning of May, that weed and feed that you're looking to do.
Okay.
But if you were to put a fertilizer down at this point, you have to wait the 6 weeks so that the fertilizer can go through the system and it doesn't, you know, you're not putting an excessive amount and burning the lawn.
Okay, so I can lime now and then I think I'll wait 6 weeks and do the weed and feed.
Perfect.
Oh, great.
Perfect.
Well,
that'll work for you.
I enjoy your program so much.
Well, thank you, Carol. You have a great rest of your day.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I think we got some more calls on the line. Is that correct, Nathan?
No?
Okay, perfect. More of me talking. That's what you signed up for on a Sunday morning, right? Anyways, we are here in about 20 minutes. Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us so that we can learn some things about what to be doing this time of year. Still have a lot of time to be putting down our programs, getting those taken care of. So we'll be talking about that, talking about some different things. So we look forward to speaking with her. She's going to be here at 8 o'clock. Like I said, we look forward to talking with her at that point. Our phone number in the meantime is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, John had just brought up moss on driveways, you know, slabs where you play basketball, those types of things. But moss is a huge thing in our yards that we see in the lawns. So there's multiple products out there to kill it. A lot of the moss killers have iron in it, which helps green up the lawn after the fact. But the iron kills the moss. A lot of these products will show results in 24 to 48 hours. But here's the thing. If you do not clean up after you've put this down and the moss turns black, the moss just comes back. So it is important to clean up the moss after you've put the moss killer down. Now, there's other things in there that cause moss. Now, some areas, it's when it's a very acidic, compact soil in a shady area. That's why moss would be growing. It has to do with your pH levels being, like I said, very acidic. Sometimes you might have the perfect lawn, it's not compact, and moss happens. So that's when you use, you know, the moss out product. And you're not having to follow up with a soil, you know, a soil amendment to get rid of the compaction in the soil or help release trapped nutrients. But the majority of times in a shady area where there's moss, that means it's probably surrounded by either pine trees or oaks, who are heavy feeders, take a lot of the nutrients out, but make the soil very acidic. So we're adding the lime. We're adding a soil conditioner such as sulfur or Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Both of those will break up some of those compact soils, but what they'll also do is activate some of those trapped nutrients. Allow the trapped nutrients to move about where they need to be. Now, over time, if you've used the product multiple times to break this down, those trapped nutrients are now out and available, then they need to be replenished. And it's usually after a season or so of using a product like your sulfur or Love Your Soil to release those trapped nutrients and to break down the compaction. So usually the next season, everything has become active that is available or leached out of the system, so you can really start fresh and build from there. But moss is something that we deal with a lot in the spring. You can use the granular form of Moss Max from Bonide, or they have a liquid form. Those can be used. You can use Moss Out from Lily Miller. They have those in the liquid form and granular form. Either way, getting rid of the moss is going to only help your lawn long term. And I would say 9 times out of 10, maybe it's 8 times out of 10, the moss is there because of a shady, compact soil. The rest of it, it can just happen. It means something's going on underneath the soil that we need to take care of. So that's where the other amendments come in. So just killing the moss is not the only thing to do when it comes to making your lawn stronger if it has moss on it. Remember, it's a couple-step process. This isn't just a one-and-done type thing. I want to make sure you know that so that it can be taken care of and you're not constantly doing this. Like I said, killing the moss is one thing, but moving on to the next is the next thing. So it definitely is something to think about. I have moss all over my yard. As I've talked about many times when we got here, the whole area was covered in trees. Still has a good amount of trees, but our front yard, we cut down all the trees, and all underneath it is moss. Sun has hit it all winter, all spring so far, and you can see the moss is popping right up. I'd be cleaning it up, getting rid of the moss, and having to put a moss killer down anyways to get rid of what's really there pore-wise. But you can see it's very compact over the top. There's an extensive root system from all the trees that are here. So be removing as much of that as possible as well. It's a process. It takes some work. But the end result will be great success for you. So if you have some questions, call us. As always, the number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. Get back. We'll do some more about your gardening questions. See you in a few.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects, from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health.
The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Ferrant Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Ferrant Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call today.
No problem.
I called you previously about the gluten wheat control.
Yep.
I know we talked about the forsythia bushes starting to bloom.
Yep.
The time to put it down. I don't have one nearby, but I do have a lilac where the buds are coming out. Is that an indication of time to put it down?
Yeah. It either kind of one of those is about the same time. You know, depending upon how far up in New Hampshire you are, it can be, you know, we're not that far. It, even if you're that far up into New Hampshire, it's, you know, I'm just noticing this week, the forsythia really starting to bloom, mm-hmm. in my area. So it could be just another week or so for you, but I think we're right there. We're yeah. getting close.
You know, I'm 20 miles north of Concord.
Okay, so you're probably really close. I mean, you're probably at that same level as we are.
On the packaging, it said to water it in after you put it down, and then it needs to stay dry. How is that affected? Trying to judge if it's going to rain in a day or two, or
well, so you want it to stay dry for usually like 48 hours. After you've the initial application, just to try and get it, you want to soak it in there so it gets activated, but then you want it to be able to just kind of dry up and create the barrier. That's what you're looking for it to do.
Okay.
So,
alrighty.
You know, maybe it's usually like 48 hours. It doesn't have to be like a week of dry weather. I think you'd be okay.
So I'm watering it enough, the little kernels, the material that's going out, that'll dissolve all the way, or I'm not trying to water it?
You're not trying to, like, drown it or that type of thing. And sometimes if you're waiting for them to kind of dissolve, it can turn into that. So I wouldn't, you know, you're not looking to like just soak it completely, but just give it a good watering.
So like 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, that's probably your best bet for
okay.
it. And definitely, right. you know, like I said, just about 48 hours after it can rain. It's looking mm-hmm. like, you know, you might be able to do some of that this afternoon. Maybe you could even do it this morning. And put it out. Hopefully it rains. If not, water it in. And then the next couple days look to be okay for no okay. rain.
That sounds like a plan.
Awesome.
All right, Patrick. Thank you. You have a good day. Good rest of your weekend.
You as well. Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're a couple minutes away from having Karen join us. From Natural Alternatives, so we look forward to discussing a number of things when it comes to the lawn and garden. It's time to be putting down your first applications and getting ready. We will discuss that with her and a few other things. You know, our grub gone is a time to be putting some of that down as well. We're ready for spring to really kick off here. It's there, we're here, but is spring ready for us? We'll see how it goes. We'll see what Mother Nature decides for us. But that is coming soon. But our phone number for everybody who wants to give us a call and just realize there's going to be a little bit of a wait till about 8:30. You can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. But it's getting sunny out. It's an enjoyable day to be out in the garden, so hopefully you can get out there, get some things ready. It's been hard this week to do much of anything out there. It just feels like every time we turn around, it's raining again. And you can't really get ahead of any of the projects we're trying to do. Because I know it's been tough. You think you have a good day, and all of a sudden it's pouring again. So hopefully that weather changes. It should be changing soon, and then we can be really having that fun in the garden. So if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number, 855-660-4261, and 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. Be back in about 5, 6, 7 minutes. We'll see you in a couple.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.